I mean, 5-FU and Bev is not a bad regimen.
Easy, piece of cake.
I'm talking about in terms of efficacy.
You're right, front line. You could even argue it's front line. I actually think the Dutch data that says giving CAPE as a frontline choice did not hurt overall survival opens the door again to a 5-FU biologic frontline regimen. And so we're right now in the process of putting together an all-oral frontline, oral VEGF, oral 5-FU phase 2 clinical trial to see if we can get the decent progression out of that.
Interesting. So which oral?
Sutent.
So Sutent.
So Zolota and Sutent.
Zolota and Sutent.
As a frontline choice. No port, no pump. Send you a prescription
Sexy,
to the
dude.
Pharmacy.
I like it. Plus, that's biologic.
Data supports it.
What do we know about Sutent? You've looked at this in colon cancer.
No, it's not. I mean, just because it's oral doesn't mean it's not toxic. And I think we have to recognize
that. So
we learned that lesson with Zolota, certainly. I mean, it has some similar in class VEGF kind of side effects of the hypertension and some of that stuff. But it has a bad taste in the mouth in some patients. So it's not perfectly easy.
How about efficacy?
Well, single agent Sutent is essentially zero in terms of response rate. We did the phase 2 in refractory patients. But we saw some interesting progression numbers, but, you know, what can you make of that in a phase 2 study? So, you know, in a VEGF-only therapy, you're not going to see a lot of responses. But it does appear to be, you know, certainly an active drug in renal cell, and I think it's going to play with other drugs.